Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. We're going to jump right in. Today, we're going to talk about be filled. We're going to talk about the move of the Holy Spirit. So let's just jump right in. And let me say to you that the Holy Spirit is like a wind. It's like a breath. And the wind, like the Spirit of God, it is unseen, but it is active. Again, it is unseen, but it is active. The Holy Spirit is also called the Comforter or the Helper. So, again, we have the Spirit of God is unseen, yet it is active, which means it is active. It is moving 24/7 in your life. But a question, so yes, I'm starting with a question early on here this morning. The question is, are you flowing with the Holy Spirit? Are you flowing with the Holy Spirit? Another way I could ask the question is, are you resisting the Holy Spirit? Are you flowing or are you resisting? Another question I want to put before you this morning, what are your thoughts of how the Holy Spirit moves in your life? What are your thoughts of how the Holy Spirit moves in your life? I'm here to tell you this morning that the Holy Spirit is always moving. But the question remains, are you flowing or are you resisting? Here's a scripture I want you to look at. If you don't have time right now or if you're driving, don't do that. Or if you're at your desk and you're working and you're just listening in, go back and check this out later. And you can always replay this message later on today throughout the rest of the week. But I want you to take the time to read Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 13. Again, in your own time, read Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 13. But I want to pull out this morning Acts 2, verse 4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. I'll read that again. Acts 2, verse 4. All of them were the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. I also want to read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Again, that was Ephesians 2, verse 21 and 22. So, again, we're talking about being filled. So the first thing I want to put out to you, and we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to power pack this as much as I can in this next 10 minutes. We want to come to the decision, and only you can make this individually, is to say out loud, I want, I choose, I desire, I thirst, I long to be filled beyond satisfaction. Again, we have to throw this out when you're ready to make this declaration or this desire or this stance. Say, I want, I desire, I am thirsty. I want to be filled beyond satisfaction. Satisfaction is not enough for me anymore. I want to be filled to overflow. I want my spirit of the Lord within me to bubble up and come out and spill down upon someone else. That wherever I'm walking, it is spilling, it is overflowing, because I am filled beyond satisfaction. It's not just a momentary thing, it's an ongoing thing. So we have to choose to be filled. Watchman Nee says, and if you've never read any books from Watchman Nee, I would encourage you to do so. Again, the last name is Nee, that's N-E-E, Watchman Nee. He says, let us not forget that the greatest means of edification is not prayer, though that restores us. It is not reading the word, though it refreshes us. It is not attending meetings and listening to the message, though this does comfort and encourage. But then it goes on to say, the greatest means of edification is the discipline of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Like nothing else, this will build us up in strength to be able to minister to others. So another question I want to put before you, looking over your life, how can you be filled beyond satisfaction? Looking over your life, how can you be filled beyond satisfaction? Another question, and I'm loading you with questions today because I want you to ponder this on your own, because this is personal. This is between you and God. This is between you and the Holy Spirit. And I want you to wrestle with this week. Another question, what's hindering you from being filled beyond satisfaction? What's hindering you from being filled beyond satisfaction? Something else. Are you tired of running on empty? And I know I've asked this question before in different situations, but are you tired of running on empty? And I want to share with you, oftentimes we try to satisfy ourselves with things that are only temporary. It's a temporary fix. It's like a quick high, a quick fix. But we have to move beyond that. So are you just, you know, running? Are you satisfied with things that are only temporary? The word of the Lord tells us in Acts chapter 2, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And we have to, again, declare, God, I choose, I desire, I thirst, I long to be filled with thy Holy Spirit. And then we just ask, fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Here's something that's going to be tough for you this week, and I say it's going to be tough because I want to be truthful and I want to be honest with you. And I did this myself a couple of weeks ago. I would like for each of you to list out any fears you may have of being filled with the Holy Spirit. List out any and all fears, because believe it or not, some people are afraid, and we have to be mindful of that. Are we afraid of being filled with the Holy Spirit? And then ask ourselves, if we start to list even one thing, we need to really wrestle through that. God, why am I afraid of being filled with your Holy Spirit when that is the one thing that can sustain me in my daily walk? Again, a question I asked in our beginning, do we want to flow with the Holy Spirit or do we resist the Holy Spirit? And even answering that question, why do we do either one of the two things? And then a follow-up question after you list your fears is to ask yourself, what do I need to overcome my fears? What do I need to overcome my fears? Now, many of us will say, okay, I want to be filled, but I'm wondering what I have to give up in the process. You know, believe it or not, as Christians, as believers, we still have this issue of, okay, I want to do this, but what do I have to give up? Because you do know that being filled with the Holy Spirit, you can no longer do some of the things you were getting away with, because the Holy Spirit's going to be checking you. So you may say, okay, God, I really want to give up always using these cuss words in every other sentence. Well, when the Holy Spirit is residing with you, it's going to be impossible for you to continue to cuss. So some of us will ask this question, okay, so exactly what do I have to give up? Some of us may deal with lusting over someone else's husband or wife. Well, if the Holy Spirit is residing with you, you're going to have to give up that lust. And some people aren't ready to give that up, believe it or not. Although we say, Lord, remove this from me, we still want to hold on to it. So that's another thing that we have to identify with and wrestle through. Others will say, well, Lord, do I have to give up spending? I like spending. I know I take my account all the way down to zero. You know, some people live like that. And you're saying to yourself, okay, do I have to give up my extra spending? Well, when the Holy Spirit is residing with you, there'll be a check in your spirit. The moment you want to go to TJ Maxx or to Marshall's or to Big Lots or to wherever it is that you like to shop, the Holy Spirit will say, now, do you really have this extra money to spend on these items? Do you really need this item? So, yes, you are going to have to give up some things if you desire to flow and to move and to allow the Holy Spirit to reside on the inside of you. I'm just speaking truth to all of you. And don't think I have it all together. I don't. I still wrestle with things time and time again, but more and more and more as I am drawing closer to God, and I'm saying, yes, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to reside in me. There are things that I have to give up. There are things that I have to turn away from. And some of us will say, well, those are trivial things. Well, because I drink Starbucks all the time, I realized that was becoming bondage for me. So I asked the Holy Spirit to check me, you know, when I'm spending too much on Starbucks. I could go to Starbucks 3-4 times in one day, let alone how many times that is it within 7 days. Well, the Holy Spirit started checking me. Why are you leaning towards Starbucks? It became an addiction. And let me just keep it real. It became an addiction for me. So I've had to back off Starbucks, and for the most part, I have given up Starbucks once again. And I do this probably once or twice a year, that I go back to it, then I give it back up. I go back to it, then I give it back up. But I have to ask myself, can I just really give this up? Well, the truth is yes. If there's something that I'm desiring to do, I want to be filled beyond satisfaction. And that's where we start. Do we want to be filled beyond satisfaction? If so, let's list out our fears and let's also be honest with who we are and what it is that we're doing. And then here's another question. Now, again, I told you I was going to ask you a lot of questions today. And, again, if you don't have time to write these down or you're driving or you're at your office space, go back and listen to this. If you so desire to see a change and move beyond the status quo in your prayer life, do you really believe you have to give up anything in order to be filled? That's another question you have to ask yourself. Do you, not me, do you really believe you have to give up something? I have another question for you. Where is the Holy Spirit? And how can you be filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm going to quickly give you this. A desire to know Christ, and you can see this in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. This is really all the time we have, and I have another 3 more questions to ask you, but I will hold those until next week. I want you to wrestle with this, and my prayer for you is that you desire to be filled beyond satisfaction. If you like what you're getting on Monday mornings for this 15-minute time block, please go to blogtalkradio.com and follow Gail Dudley so that you can get your reminders. Until then, be blessed, and remember to welcome someone at your table and hear the word of God.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at ged@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.